When you're teaching Partition and Wesha, what kind of sources do you find helpful?
You know, as I had pointed out, that there was a lot of focus on state-centric histories, and sources would often be limited to what is known as traditional archival material, quote-unquote traditional. You know, India Office records at the British Library, where historians often looked for files on political negotiations or organizational papers, committee papers, etc. And today, what has undergone a change is the meaning itself of what constitutes an archive for a historian. And the range of sources which are used to reconstruct histories of partition has significantly widened as a result. Personal photographs, you know, partition is as much a personal and family history as it is a part of the larger history. So personal photographs, you know, you have memoirs, poems, short stories, Manto comes to mind straight away, and oral interviews. You know, the Teen Murthy Library or the Nehru Memorial Museum and Library in India has this whole section called the oral history transcript section, where they have about 50 or 60 interviews, which they recorded straight away in the 1950s or in the 1960s with victims of partition. You have a plethora of videos on YouTube where people who experienced quote-unquote victims of partition are recounting their experience of migration, their experience of violence, of sexual violence. And even films, you know, are now used to understand partition. But here, as Catherine has mentioned, the source material is extremely important, but the person who is navigating the classroom, the person who is moderating the classroom, has to be extremely wary about the kind of films that are shown as a part of understanding partition, because they can eventually end up in perpetuating stereotype. The very recent Kashmir Files is a case in point, which it claims to talk about the side of Kashmiri Pandits in Kashmir, or the exodus of Kashmiri Pandits. Yet what it does eventually is, in an extremely hyper-nationalist and communally charged atmosphere in India today, it ends up doing nothing but stoking the flames of communalism. So when we talk about films that can be shown in classrooms about the aftermath of partition and the violence of partition, there are some excellent examples which students can see and engage with and end up talking about more. For instance, you have Deepa Mehta's 1947 Earth, you have Garam Hawa. These are some excellent examples of films that can be used as source material to show students in a classroom. And what I'm trying to get at is that when we talk about the range or this wide range of sources to construct multiple histories, the plurality of the histories of partition, is that the logic that official archives are neutral repositories that tell us everything we need to know through giving us insights into political negotiations, is that is broken down. Because, you know, these quote-unquote official archives, these India Office records, they cannot tell us exactly what happened in 1947 or how several different events surrounding partition, what they meant for the people affected. So there has been a widening of the archive, yet when we try and use some of that source material for teaching, we have to be extremely aware of what source material we are putting across.
That's fantastic. And I love this idea of helping students to understand the constructed nature of archives and the kind of perspective that different archival materials are likely to offer.